Hello, welcome to the Friday, August 21st, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Antonio, Texas. Last week, after Microsoft's patch Tuesday, we reported that we saw some emails from users telling us that they had issues with Symantec's cloud endpoint protection. Symantec now released a statement essentially confirming the problem. Now, the problem here is that the system tray icon shows an unknown state and that policies are not being updated. You can also not update the client GUI. Symantec at this point essentially recommends just to sit tight and wait. Do not uninstall MS-1584, the bulletin that caused this issue, because according to Symantec, that would put you at a larger risk. Overall, the endpoint protection from Symantec is still working in this state, so there is no real critical need to uninstall this patch. The update MS-1584, it did address XML core services. With that, it also tightened up the SSL configuration for XML core services. So maybe this is causing an issue here with Symantec's cloud service. At this point, however, Symantec does not provide any further details like that. And more trouble for Android. This time it's the multitasking implementation in Android and how it doesn't sufficiently isolate different processes or activities from each other. One of these simple examples is where a user switches from a confidential app, like a banking app, to another application. And then when the user attempts to return to the banking app, the malicious application does actually direct the user to a lookalike app, which then of course can lead to simple phishing. But there are more technical attacks as well, where essentially the call stack is getting confused as to what application it is executing tasks for, that can then also be used to affect other applications and possibly steal, for example, user credentials. Google at this point doesn't think that's such a huge deal. All of these attacks do require that the user first install a malicious application on the device that then takes advantage of these problems. And then today I came an article, it's actually a little bit older, it's from Black Hat, about Windows Relay Authentication attacks and how they can be extended beyond the local network. Essentially, the problem here is that Internet Explorer does automatically send credentials to sites and to shares, file shares, that it tries to access. Now, this was believed to only work on the local network. However, turns out that not just Internet Explorer does this. There are other software packages, like for example Windows Media Player, that also will forward credentials, and they do not restrict themselves to the local network like Internet Explorer does. The attack then uses the credentials being sent to the malicious site to essentially authenticate to whatever site the particular user has access to. The best way to probably protect yourself here is to not allow any outbound SMB connections on the usual SMB ports, 137 through 139 and 445. Many lazy firewall rules only block these connections inbound, but do not restrict them outbound. And I've seen a couple of Twitter reports about possible Ashley Madison phishing emails. Haven't seen one myself yet, but it's possible, since the database of email addresses leaked, that these phishing emails are sent only to that particular list. So something to be aware about. And Akamai did release its quarterly State of the Internet report, which, as as usual, focuses heavily on denial of service attacks. Over the last quarter, actually, they have seen not much of a change here. However, over the last year, compared to Q2 2014, these attacks have approximately doubled. Also, still a good number of very larger than 100 gigabits per second. One trend they sort of point out is that these attacks heavily use compromised home routers. Of course, we have seen these with some of these TMN block attacks and such, where criminals are taking over large numbers of home routers to turn them in bots, similar to how they historically turned PCs into bots for denial of service attacks. Overall, I think we hear less and less about these large denial of service attacks because most of the victims are sort of repeat victims and have taken measures like, for example, subscribing to anti-denial of service services in order to protect themselves. So while the attacks themselves do increase, the victims are better protected, and as a result, the attacks, I believe, are less effective. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and thanks to ThreatStop.com for sponsoring this podcast. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye.